Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
The time for turnout to our primary summer pastures is coming soon. A couple of important questions are what date to turn out and which pastures should be first. The driving factors on the amount of grass growth at a specific date varies each year depending on spring temperatures and precipitation. March and April temperatures were above normal for most parts of Nebraska. This spring, nearly all of the state is abnormally dry or in some level of drought. During drought, delaying turnout, if possible, is recommended. This will allow the grass plants to maximize growth given the current soil moisture conditions and result in greater season-long production. For mixed cool and warm season native grass pastures, it is important to allow the cool season grasses to reach at least a 3-4 leaf stage. Initial grass growth in the spring comes from energy reserves stored in the roots and crowns of the grass plants. Grazing too soon could cause a depletion of those reserves and reduce production because there was not enough leaf area present to adequately begin producing energy from photosynthesis. When grazing multiple native pastures in a rotation, it is beneficial to change the sequence or order of grazing for the set of pastures. This change in the time of grazing each year benefits the overall health and vigor of the grasses. For producers that have both native range and introduced grass pasture, such as smooth brome grass or crested wheat, grazing the introduced grass pasture first is a great approach to use that resource and allows for a later turnout on the native pastures. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.